Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Mike Max sitting in. And this is, there are always interesting stories that come out of coaching and tournaments and everything else. And this falls into that category of, you know, you can't make it up. Wabasso, and by the way, it's Wabasso. It's not Wabasso or anything like that. It's Wabasso. They were in the Tomahawk Conference when I was in the Tomahawk Conference, and I know the Eichtons and the Bounties and the Fishers, and throw a Dohmeyer in there, and the Zimmer wrestling family, and Wabasso was a formidable opponent. But Tiffany Eichton is the head softball coach at Wabasso High School. Her team playing in Cottonwood last week, and that's where the story begins. Tiffany and her husband, Christopher, join us on the Shift Real Estate Hotline. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Christopher, you there too?
Tell our story. Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, Tiffany, take it away. You've got a softball game last week, and you guys are in the section playoffs, and there's a lot that goes into that when you've invested yourself. And oh yeah, by the way, you're 9 months pregnant. Explain what happened last week.
Well, so none of my kids are very timely. They've all been late. So I wasn't too concerned that playoffs, you know, were still going on. But it was, so it was the round to get to the section championship. And I was having a few contractions, but nothing, you know, too terrible. And like I said, my kids don't really like to come on time. So I thought maybe it would be like our other daughter, Elway. She decided to come the day after sections were done 4 years ago. So anyways, as we won the first game, and as the second game progressed, things got a little bit, you know, a little more heated. And I looked to my assistant coach, who just happens to be an OB nurse, thankfully. And I just told her, I won't be riding the bus home. And she looked at me and she's like, are you going to make it? I'm like, yeah, I think I'll be fine. Well, it was right after the game when I realized that, we better get going.
As in going to the hospital, and then Christopher, pick it up there because she rides with you and take us through this.
So in the seventh inning, I got a text message from the assistant coach, Andrea Ellingson, who is the OB nurse, and she said that you need to get the vehicle ready as soon as possible. So after the game, my wife says she has to go to the bathroom, and as she goes to the bathroom, the water breaks. Thankfully, we had a ride there from the bathroom to our vehicle, and so we got to my vehicle and we tried to get things situated as best we could, and we took off from Cottonwood trying to make it to Marshall, which is approximately 15 miles, and along the way we had a baby girl and didn't quite make it to the hospital in time.
Wow! So what's the play-by-play like as you're driving and she's in the back seat?
Well, I was not driving the speed limit by any means. I was weaving in and out of traffic. We tried to call the hospital in Marshall and couldn't get a hold of anyone. And my wife was actually very calm and quiet And I thought for a few minutes there we were going to make it. And then all of a sudden she said, Andrea, I think I'm going to have the baby. And Andrea said, okay, push. And it was literally one push. And there we did. We had a baby girl just like that. And baby started crying right away. Andrea was very calming, saying everything's okay, everything looks good. I think I was shaking up front because I'm still weaving in and out of traffic. So it went really well. And then we ended up, we called 911, and then we had a sheriff who followed us into town, and everything worked out great.
Tiffany, you can spare us a few of the details, but in general, how did you feel? What was that like?
Well, I hate to say this because, you know, it kind of sounds, but it was my easiest pregnancy that I've had, and this is our fourth. So I hate to say that because, you know, this probably shouldn't be how they're done. But, yeah, I feel great now, and the baby's doing well. So in all circumstances, God was with us, and it really turned out as perfect as it could be.
The only thing it was, you didn't win the softball game, right?
No, that would have been the icing on the cake here, and I think we would have been there today. So, you know, that would have been the icing on the cake, but unfortunately, sometimes the ball doesn't roll the way it should.
Yeah, and there's a plan. So you are home and resting comfortably now?
Yep, we are home and doing well. And the big siblings are super excited. So, yeah, it was good. Like I said, icing on the cake would have been a win. But I think bringing a baby home is the biggest win.
Absolutely. You know, one baby a day after the section, one baby born the day of. I'm not going to give advice here, but about what September, you guys might want to cool it. just a thought.
We're going to be okay, you know, with having late babies. But when they moved the softball season back, I kind of was a little bit worried at that time. But I'm like, it'll be fine. They're late.
Oh, wow. Lots of great memories for me playing against Wabasso in the old Tomahawk Conference with Coach Hint and Coach Grossman and that whole crew and all those Wabasso names that were so great and still live there. And you guys, the Eichtons, are part of it. Thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You yep, bet. What a story. Us. A baby born in the back seat right after coaching a section softball game. Top that on your radio show today. Take a break. Come back. Mike Mack sitting in the morning news in WCCO.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.